For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Governor Mike Parson says he's close to deciding whether to reopen the state economy, which has largely frozen due to the efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The Republican governor was among the last to impose a statewide stay-at-home order and has often stressed his desire to get business reopened and people back to work. The order went into effect April 6th and runs through April 24th. He said during his news conference yesterday that the state is preparing, quote, to be able to move the economy forward. He said he'll be able to say more soon. The state's death toll from the virus has risen to 147. An effort to get a proposal legalizing recreational marijuana on Missouri's November ballot has collapsed amid the coronavirus outbreak. The Missourians for a New Approach Committee announced yesterday that it was unable to gather enough signatures amid restrictions that closed businesses, restricted public gatherings, and forced people to stay home. The group faced a deadline of May 3rd to collect 170,000 signatures to get the question of whether to legalize the use of marijuana for those 21 or older on the November ballot. MU leadership says they are carefully monitoring fall enrollment for new and returning students. At a virtual town hall meeting yesterday, UM System President Moon Choi said enrollment is the area of revenue in which MU has the most direct control. He said that families struggling financially may be rethinking their strategy for the fall. Last week, Ryan Rapp, the system's chief financial officer, told the UM System Board of Curators the fall enrollment situation could range from severe to very severe. He said the best case scenario would be students returning to their campuses, but in fewer numbers. Meat processing workers at Smithfield Foods in Milan, Missouri, were raising concerns about their working environment even before more than 400 employees of a Smithfield plant in South Dakota contracted COVID-19. Axel Fuentes is the executive director of the Rural Community Workers Alliance and says 70 employees signed a letter to management on March 29th alleging unsafe working conditions in the Milan plant and asking for increased measures to prevent coronavirus spread. The Columbia, Missourian reports Smithfield is taking steps to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in its facilities, but workers say the company isn't going far enough. Fuentes works closely with employees at the Milan plant, a large number of whom are immigrants, to fight for better working conditions. He says there have always been issues with the Smithfield facility, but the pandemic has made the problems more pressing. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.